You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. From making ends meet to finding your first job, getting a summer gig as a teen is hard. One reason why, the decline of malls. That's according to data from placement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. For more on this economic rite of passage and how it's changed in 2017, we have Matt Sargent. He's Senior Vice President at Magid, a retail consulting firm. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
So I'm 41, and I think about a mall as, you know, a place I went as a young teen or a teenager.
Right.
Among other things, you know, not just being a place to hang out, but that was where people got their first jobs. What does all of this mean, you know, for your high school kid or someone who's saving up for college who would have had a job there, say, 15 years ago?
Well, I think what it means is that the transactional side of retail is struggling. And what I mean by that is the jobs that we not only, you know through the mall, but also a lot of us had and got us our first start in retail are becoming fewer and far between. So it's really hitting front and center that beginning worker who's just getting their first experience in the professional workplace.
I mean, I would guess that that sort of has two effects. You know, number one, younger people don't get early work experience in the same way. And number two, the jobs that are there still, are they going to someone who's a little older or has a family?
Definitely. And I think that that's the flip side is that in order to compete, what you're seeing is physical retailers are having to double down on the relationship side. And those are the jobs you really see expanding in retail and retailers investing more aggressively in. So, you know, a good example is if you look at Best Buy and their blue shirts, those are more experienced salespeople. They're really involved. They tend to stay at the retailer longer. And that's where the retailers have to win. What that means is if you're somebody who's coming in off the street or only planning to be at a job for a few months, you go to the back of the line, and that's really a double hit for anyone that's younger and trying to get into the retail space.
You know, I was looking at some statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics before we came in here, and one of the things that they pointed out is that if you are a teen who gets some experience in the job market, that actually tends to serve you well kind of throughout your life. It teaches you time management and you get more attached to, you know, having a job, learning things about the workforce. Well, what happens to this generation coming up if those kind of jobs are much harder to come by?
I think it's a much bigger issue. And I think, you know, if I compare it to the generations past and my personal experience, I mean, my first job was as a grocery checker.
And so I worked at a sandwich shop.
Exactly. I won't tell you how much below $4 an hour I made, but that was a time when minimum wage was pretty low, and that was the entry job that I was able to get at. But what that allowed me to do, and I think allows a large percentage of people to do, is get in and understand time management. What I think that means for teenagers today is they have to be much more proactive in planning their career. It's much more of a requirement that you think through what that job will be and how that job can evolve from the transactional roles that are becoming fewer and far between in a more relationship-based job. And a good example, I think, is a retailer by the name of Aviva. So Aviva is actually – they're owned by Lululemon, and they have this brand that's focused on basically fitness for kids under 14. It's primarily staffed by younger people, teens, and the goal is to really allow them to have a relationship with the younger shopper. What's imperative is that if you are someone who's passionate about retail, passionate about fitness wear, you need to seek out jobs like that as opposed to maybe 15 or 20 years ago when you just kind of showed up for a series of jobs knowing that, hey, this is my first job. I'm just going to learn a lot.
I mean, I get that, but man, that seems like a lot of pressure for, you know, a 16-year-old who is also maybe just trying to save for school.
Exactly. And I think the pressure is mounting for teenagers to be much more proactive and much more thoughtful in their career development at a much earlier stage. And I agree that pressure was not there 20 years ago. And it seems like it's just one of many pressures that we're putting upon teens today.
Matt Sargent, Senior Vice President from the retail consulting firm Magid. Thank you so much.
Thank you much. Appreciate it.
So let's hear what it's like from, you know, an actual teenager. We called up Eleanor Fawcett. She's a junior at La Cañada High School just outside Los Angeles. She works part-time at a daycare center after school.
It's pretty stressful, but I really enjoy my job. And so I don't feel stressed when I work. So it's kind of a nice break between homework and school.
And getting that job experience is really important for teens like Eleanor.
I find that all the opportunities I have now have all been in the child development field because right now I think I want to do child development, but I don't have other opportunities. I've never had the opportunity to work retail. I've never done anything, basically any other job career. And it's kind of scary because I might decide that I don't want to do child development, and then I will have spent all this time just on this one little area.
That kind of pressure to get work experience and pick a career path, something we just talked about with Matt Sargent, and Eleanor feels like it's a bit much.
I just feel like right now we have to decide so soon because our classes we take in high school are all tailored around what we think we want to major in.
But her parents try to reassure her that she doesn't need all of the answers just yet.
So even if it's not the most glamorous job and it doesn't pay well, just do something you want to do and that's all that matters.
Next week, we're going to be looking at jobs more closely for recent graduates. It's a special we're calling Life After College, so parents and caregivers, yeah, we want to hear from you too. We'll have Allison Green of Ask a Manager and Brian Kelly, who you may know as the points guy, on hand with advice. Got questions about getting your career started or navigating your credit card finances? Just email us at weekend@marketplace.org, and those two might be able to help you sort out your questions next week. You can also find more details at marketplace.org.